KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Yesterday at Alcoa Oval, Anglesey 11-16-82, Motowari 11-13-79. A dramatic finish to the game. Dyson Bell Warren with a set shot after the siren kicks the goal to give Anglesey the victory, and an important one as that as they stay inside the top five and well and truly in the hunt for the double chance. And the hero of the day, Dyson Bell Warren, has been good enough to join us on The Wash Up. Dice, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on holding your nerve. Can you talk us through the kick?
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I don't really know. I kind of floated up across half forward. We had the ball locked in, but we just couldn't score. And then they scrubbed the kick out and it just fell in my hands. I was looking to pass because I was kind of on my distance range. But then the siren went. So it was strange. In my head, like, it was dead silent. But watching the footage back this morning, like, there was so much noise and carry on and cars tooting and everything. But I don't know. I just was just focused on kicking the ball straight. I don't know. It sounds weird, but... flushed it and yeah.
How far out were you? And did you know off the boot that it was good?
Yeah, I got all of it. And it just didn't deviate basically, but it was about, I don't know if the 50 angles is 50, but it was about, the man on the mark was about 2 meters inside that, so I've kicked it from, I don't know, maybe 52 or something.
Yep. Jordan Erskine had kicked five. Was he the one you were obviously looking for?
No, I hadn't looked. Well, I hadn't looked for him. Obviously, he's the magnet. They all go to him. So if I kicked it to him, he probably would have had five or six blokes on him. So I was actually looking in board. But I don't know. If I was 30 out directly in front, I probably would have missed. But because I was kind of that extra distance, the pressure was off a little bit, which helped, actually.
Yeah, I'm guessing you didn't pay for a drink of any type last night down at Anglesey?
No, I didn't. I had the past players' day yesterday, so I picked a good day to kick a goal. It was good. We enjoyed it.
And 20-year reunion of the 99 flag as well. I suspect you'd be a bit of a hero in their eyes as well.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm probably one of the guys who played with a few of... few of the past players been there for so long, so it was good. Yeah, it was really good. They got around me. They'd had a few by then, so it was good.
I'm suspecting one of those might be a former Ash medalist in Christian Robertson. I'm guessing he would have been front and centre.
He was nowhere to be seen, Robbo. He was a bit disappointing from him. He texted me this morning, but I thought he'd be there for sure.
Let's talk about how important the win is, though. You now stay half a game behind Drysdale. Now, if you had have lost, you would have been on 18 points. Motowari would have gone to 28, and you would have been 10 points behind third spot. It's so crucial as we go into the second half of the season.
Yeah, it's pretty close. There's six teams that are really pushing each other at the moment, and it could go anyway. I think... this year's shown that any team can beat anyone on any day. So to come off with a win like that probably gives us a good launch pad for the second half of the year.
Yep. I've got to ask you the question. Have you ever been in that situation before? Have you ever had a shot after the siren in through your juniors or any of your senior career?
Nah. I don't normally kick too many. Don't normally go down there too far. But nah, I haven't actually, no.
It's one of those situations, I suppose, you've probably replayed in your mind over and over again. Gee, what would I do if I actually was in that situation?
It'll never happen again. So I don't know. I don't even know what I was thinking.
Just your third goal for the year and a very timely one at that. Newcombe next week, and you talk about the competition being close, although they've struggled in recent weeks, the Power, and they're playing today, obviously, against Ocean Grove off a six-day break. It's another tricky one for you that you've got to negotiate.
Yeah, well, I think they were 4-0 to start the year. So if we go in there thinking that we're just going to win, well, they'll probably beat us. So they've beaten Ocean Grove, and Ocean Grove have beaten us. So... we're not going to be taking them lightly. No, yeah. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Dice, great to talk to you. The footage is doing the rounds. I think AFL Barwon were able to get hold of it, and it's done their Facebook page and their Twitter and their Instagram. So you're a bit of a sensation virally at the moment, which is fantastic. And well done. It's a great result for Anglesey. I know it's been a tough first half of the year, obviously, with your coach Paul Nigro and his health battles, but you've held your nerve, and you're in a good position heading into the second half of 2019. We really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kingy. Good to speak to you.